Our sincere condolences go out to Imam Hussein alayhi salam, his beloved family members, and his faithful companions on their martyrdom. In these months of Muharram and Safar, we are honored to remember the martyrdom and mission that occurred in the historic event of Karbala. As we know, Lady Zainab salamullah alayha is one of the most highlighted figures in this holy event, and she is a role model for all Muslims. Growing up, Lady Zainab salamullah alayha was surrounded by the best of the best people. People like the Messenger of Allah, peace and blessings upon him, Ummul Mu'mineen Lady Khadija salamullah alayha, Lady Fatima salamullah alayha, Imam Ali alayhi salam, Imam Hassan alayhi salam, and Imam Hussein alayhi salam. And as a result, she grew up to be such a wonderful, compassionate, strong, faithful, powerful, and determined lady. Besides having magnificent parents, grandparents, and siblings, Lady Zainab salamullah alayha grew up to have noteworthy and exemplary traits. These noteworthy and exemplary traits played a key role in the hard times of her life. One of these traits that we learn from Lady Zainab salamullah alayha is her perseverance and sheer will against the calamities she faced throughout her life, calamities which include the death of her loved ones. The way she showed her best in these heart-wrenching and harsh situations is absolutely unbelievable. I mean, her iman and faith must have been super strong for her to overcome all of these calamities. So naturally, Lady Zainab was close to both parents, but most especially her mother, as all daughters have special connections with their mothers. So you can imagine her pain when she lost her mother when Lady Zainab was such a small child, and that too in such a tragic way. And then years later, Lady Zainab lost her father to the very ummah that he was guiding and leading. Even at that point in her life, Lady Zainab stayed super strong and unwilling to give up. And so we see that she continued on and supported both her brothers in leading the ummah. Lady Zainab played a key role in both the eras of Imam Hassan alayhi salam and Imam Hussein alayhi salam. And during this time, Lady Zainab salamullah alayha witnessed the betrayal and martyrdom of Imam Hassan alayhi salam. And we haven't even started talking about Imam Hussein alayhi salam in Karbala. So there were many calamities and tragedies in the life of Lady Zainab salamullah alayha, to the point which she was known as Ummul Masaib, the mother of griefs. But do you know what kept her super strong? The intention of Qurbatan ilallah. And that means, for the sake of gaining nearness to Allah, to gain Allah's satisfaction. Lady Zainab's intention, her niyyah, throughout her life, was that this perseverance was for Allah and Islam. That's what's truly kept her going. So, you must remember my friend Amina. Well, the other day I found out she was going through some serious problems. And I could tell because she had been real quiet the entire week at school. So I asked her what was wrong. She immediately said nothing and smiled weakly. But I knew she was just covering up. I told her that if she needed someone, I would always be there. Her eyes started to tear up. She was very worried about her father. She told me that a few weeks ago, her father had been admitted to the hospital. And unfortunately, this past week, his condition had worsened. She told me how awfully scared she was. Her father was everything for her family. And it was just so unbearable to see her family, her mother, her brothers and sisters in such a distress. I couldn't do anything except hug her and talk to her about what I knew. So I started telling her about Lady Zainab salamullah alayha. Amina wiped her sad tears away. Since this was about Lady Zainab salamullah alayha, she knew this would shed much needed light, guidance, and support on this difficult time of her life. I told her that death is a normal part of life. What's important is what we do when faced with the death of loved ones. I explained to her how Lady Zainab salamullah alayha, after the martyrdom of her mother, loved her father, her imam, and her wali as if she was the heiress Umme Abiha, and how she didn't let the grief of her martyred mother get in the way of her serving the imam of her time. Whether it was Imam Ali alayhi salam, Imam Hassan alayhi salam, Imam Hussein alayhi salam, or Imam Zainul Abidin alayhi salam. And then I started to tell Amina about the tragic event of Karbala. And I explained to her how Lady Zainab salamullah alayha, at the age of 55 or 56, witnessed the ruthless massacre of so many of her loved ones, all in one day. How she saw the face of her brother carrying the bodies of loved ones in the heat of Karbala, one after the other. And how she lost her brother Abbas, and she lost her nephews, Ali Akbar, Qasim, and Abdullah. And she didn't even say a word when Aun and Muhammad were martyred. Perhaps it would pain Imam Hussein alayhi salam. And I started to mention Ali Asghar, the baby, but it was too much for both of us. We sat there, Amina and I, lost in the dust storms of Karbala. And then I said, despite all that loss, what did Lady Zainab do when Islam needed a defender and support? And that too, perhaps, at its weakest point. Well, Lady Zainab delivered a powerful sermon in front of the greatest of oppressors. A sermon that left everyone stunned. And it broke down the hollow fortress of evil. All despite witnessing the loss of her closest loved ones. All she saw was beauty. Lady Zainab Salamullah Alayha teaches us that the loss of loved ones is a natural and inevitable part of life. What matters is what we do after the death of a loved one. We can't just give up and despair and lose our way. We need to keep moving forward on the path of Islam as best as we can, just like Lady Zainab did. And we can't let the death of a loved one stop us from fulfilling our duties in the path of Islam. And of course, always have faith and trust in Allah, because Allah has a beautiful plan for every single one of you, wherever you are.
Wherever you are.